CPV Radio, Central Texas.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor. Starting with, on Sundays, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, followed by Cell Life with Michael Ceballos at 4:30 p.m. Mondays, The Grub at 12 noon. Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Labrine at 6 p.m. Fridays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4 p.m. Saturdays is our triple hitter, and it starts off with Saturdays for Beth with Sister Lorraine Brown, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m., and Loda Bar Nation with Sandra Grace at 7 p.m. The Psalmist Voice presents by appointment only. Coming soon, TPV Radio, open mic, open to all pastors, preachers, and artists, and we're going to get it in to be announced. You can also catch us on Live 365 24/7. Just search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code Siron2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane LeBrun.
All right. It is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Welcome to Victory Over the Weight of Life. I am your host, speaker, and author, Diane Lou Brandt. Thank you so very much for being here. Another Tuesday, praise God, the Lord has brought us another week, and we are able to get together. It is a beautiful thing, amen, when we can get together and we can talk about the goodness of the Lord, because he is good. I want to thank you for being here. Please go ahead and invite somebody. Let them know we are on. And tonight, as always, we are speaking truth, amen, because the truth will not set us free. But the truth, the Bible said, makes us free. Amen. A lot of the times people quote that and they say the truth sets us free. The Bible didn't say that. He said it makes us free, because if I set you free, I can capture you again. But if I make you free, that is it, baby. You are in the wind. So, again, I want to thank you for being here. Once again, before we do anything, we must invite the Lord into our presence. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor, O God, that is due unto your name. Father, we want to thank you for another day. Lord, you brought us one more day. One more day, God. You gave us the strength not to give up. You gave us the strength not to throw in the towel. One more day, Father, we believe on your word, and we took another step, because when Jesus was on the way to the cross, he did not stop. But because of what he did, we are here today in that spirit of tenacity that Jesus walked all the way to that hill where he was crucified and bled and died for our sins. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. Holy Spirit of the Almighty God, we welcome you in this show. We pray that you have your way. Reach out far, near, wide, broad, every corner of the world, Holy Spirit, and draw in the ones that need this word tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. I thank you for this radio station. God, I thank you for the Newtons. Lord, a special blessing. Open doors, God, that have been closed, and open doors, God, that they never even considered. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We lift up your holy name, because there is absolutely none like you. And let the church say amen, because we pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Again, thank you again for being here. It is always a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to Tuesdays. I get a little nervous, even though I know y'all can't see me, and even if you were to see all this beauty, I mean, it's just like wonderful. But at the same time, you know, I get a little nervous, because I never want to say anything that would not make the heart of God smile. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I always want the Lord, whatever comes out of my mouth, I always want the words to uplift and to edify the kingdom of God. Amen. So before we go any further, I just want to say again to Brother Chris and to Shanice, I thank you guys so very much. The thing is, we were supposed to have a guest speaker tonight, but we, for whatever reason, speaker didn't call in. So I said, maybe the Lord has something specifically he want to say to somebody. And when God shuts stuff down, and when God moves stuff around and change things, you just got to go with the flow, because he has a reason for doing it. Amen. If you are led by the Spirit of God, you will always do the right thing at the right time and be in the right place. So we just ask Holy Spirit right now to have his way. I want you guys to go ahead and be careful. Amen. I want you guys to go ahead and continue to trust God. What we're going to speak on tonight is a scripture. I guess that's why the Lord had my guest not to be able to make it tonight. It's Psalms 30 and verse 5, where he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping, crying, may endure for a night. but joy comes in the morning. I just want to go ahead and speak to you on that for a little while. Holy Spirit, take hold of my tongue. Remove me, Father, and you have your way. So that scripture came into my spirit because if we look at everything that's going on in this world right now, you know, there are a lot of crime. One thing we see that's running rampant through not just America, but throughout the world, is fear. And many times when fear gets a hold of us, it will put us in a place where we have no choice. Or I'm not going to say no choice, but it takes us to a place where we can say, oh yeah, there's going to be some fear one way or another, because fear paralyzes. And when fear gets you into a certain place, you can't move. You get frustrated. You get in a place where, oh my God, I can't do anything. And a lot of the time people are crying, and it's because they're frustrated, because they cannot be heard, because they want to move. They cannot move because whatever trap, plan, or plot that the enemy have set before us, amen, it seemed to be working. It's not working, but it seemed to be working, because we have to remember, whatever comes our way, whatever it may be, if God does not allow it, it's not going to happen. So the tears that we cry, God is not sitting there and saying, oh my God, I didn't know my baby was going to cry today. This is not what I wanted for my son. Every tear we cry, God already see it, he already know it, and our tears within itself, I believe, is a praise, a prayer, and a worship. Amen? I just believe, and maybe you might say, Sister Dine, you're like a fanatic, you one of them Jesus freaks, or, and yeah, I gladly carry that name, because there's some other names other people done called me. So call me a Jesus freak, and whatever you want to call me that has to do with Jesus, I gladly take that name. You know, when you've walked with God for a while, you come to a place where you get to know his character, where you can bank on his word. It's like Job. For Job had to know the Lord in order for him to say, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. You see, a lot of the times, we feel like we are being slayed. We feel like God is just killing us. We feel like this is it, Elizabeth, I'm coming home. This is the big one. It is over. Amen. But we know that our God in Numbers chapter 19 tells that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Okay. So if he says that to us and he say, weeping may endure for a night, he's telling us, look, I'm going to put you on game. I want you to be aware. Don't just walk around here all willy-nilly or be like an ostrich, have your head in the ground somewhere. I want you to know weeping is coming. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But because I am eternal, which makes my word eternal, what I'm telling you now, as long as you are walking on this earth, you're going to cry sometimes. Amen. Trouble in my way, I got to cry sometimes. And if you've never cried, I just don't know what to say to you. I just don't know if you're a human. You might be a cyborg. I don't know. But just about every human I know, some point in life, you have cried. And the Lord is saying, weeping, it may endure for a night. Now, how long is a night? See, when I first heard that scripture, weeping may endure, I took it literally. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to cry tomorrow, everything's going to be good. And then I came to find out, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day with the Lord. So what is that saying? Weeping may endure for a night. How long is that night? I believe that's why God gave us the gift of long suffering. This one lady at church before, she said, let me ask a question. How long is long suffering? And my answer to her was, long suffering. Because you cannot put a definition on long suffering. You cannot put a definition on long, because what might be long to you, a yard is long, but you go 5, 6, 7 yards, it's longer, and you go to, it's longer, and it keeps getting longer and longer. So not everybody's night will be the same. And for whatever reason you and I cry, there is a great difference between why you and I are crying. We are looking at our world right now, and there have been so many tears. So many people have lost family because of the coronavirus. So many victims right now are crying because this lockdown have them locked in with their abusers. So many children right now are crying because they are in the household with the pedophiles. So many children right now are being trafficked. So many adults are being trafficked. Even as we speak right now, there's somebody somewhere crying out. Is anybody hearing me cry? Can somebody come and just say, hey, I hear you crying and I am here to help you? Can anybody help a brother or a sister? Because I have been crying, and I know the Bible says it's only for a night, but Sister Diane, it's been a year. It's been 2 years. It's been 3 years. It's been 5 years. It's been 20 years. I'm still in the same place. Where is that God that says that? Where is he? Does he care? I mean, I heard them say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But how do I know that's true? How do I know he loved me? Because he tell me I'm going to cry for a night, but it's been so long. Where is he? Is there. See, my life has not been easy. And for a very long time, I just thought God, not that he didn't love me, he didn't even like me. Now, if you've ever been, or if you know of somebody who is a victim of rejection, anytime anybody comes their way, before they are rejected by the person, they will sabotage that relationship to say, you know what, before you reject me, I'll reject you. So I felt like, God, he didn't even like me. How can you allow me to be in a relationship with a man, and he treated me that bad? And I'm going to church. I'm paying my tithe. I'm lifting up my hands. I'm doing what church folks do. We ain't talking about relationship. We're talking about religion right now. I'm doing what church folks do. How are you going to allow me to go through all this? Lost my job, my car. I'm struggling to see. And this person who did this and that, they're still going around. How can you allow the children of the devil to prosper more than your children that, wait a minute, you say that you died, that I may have life and have it more abundant. Abundant life, I don't think abundant life and crying have anything in common. But in all that, we serve a good God. When God speaks, he says the flower fades, the grass withers, but my word, it stands forever. He gave us a guarantee that says heaven and earth, it will pass away, but not one word he has spoken to us will pass away. So as our nights seem to be long and longer and getting longer, and it's the longest it's ever been, I want to encourage you right now. Do not allow the enemy to come and put any kind of doubt in your mind, telling you that God is not true. There's, the Bible tells us Satan is not just a liar, but he is the father of lies. I can stand here today and I can tell you, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real, that God is true, that his word does not change. If we do what he asks us to do, he will do what he promised us to do. And you might say, well, that don't sound like a good God. But let me ask you this. How many times have your child or children do something and there were consequences and repercussions? You told them, if you bring home all A's, this is what you get. But if you don't, this is what you get. See, sometimes we want God to be a super dad, but we don't realize how we treat our own. The same way we treat our own, except cursing our children, is the same way God did with us. Just like we chastise our children, he chastises us. And the weeping that we weep at night, who is to say this is from the devil? Can it not be a whooping that you and I so rightly deserve? Can it not be that what he told us to do, we're not doing it? Like when you told your baby, do not do this, and you tag that hind end. Well, some of y'all probably don't do that anymore because y'all say, Dr. Seuss say not to. But when Jesus said, you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. But again, hey, who am I, right? That's you. Amen? That's you. But, I'm going to do what the Lord say. That's why I thank God none of mine ever ended up in jail. Because when they did wrong, like the Lord say, if you train them up right, even though in a while they go their way, they'll come back. Amen? But back to what we're talking about. Weeping, it may, it cannot. There's a possibility, then there's a possibility it might not. It may endure how long? For a night. Let me see. Have anybody ever been? I'm in the church right now. Ever been in the plane at night and you look out the window and you 35,000 feet up in the air and you see nothing? It may endure for a night. It seemed like there is no end to it. We hear people say light at the end of the tunnel. There are some days, there are some things we go through, we don't even know if there's a tunnel. We just know we are in a dark place. And we are wondering and we are feeling like we are the only one in that dark place. And again, let me say to you, it does not matter how dark it gets. It does not matter how alone you may feel sometimes. The Lord gave us his word. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So even when it feels like he is not there, he is there. He is there. We have got to know sometimes the Bible tells us he will hide himself so we can come looking, searching for him. Because I've come to know this. If you're not going to put nothing in the relationship, why should I? If you're not going to put no money in the bank, when you go make a draw, nothing from nothing, like Eddie Murphy said. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Amen. You cannot expect for God to always be there in a manner where everything is peaches and cream. It's like giving your baby candy. Their teeth are going to rot. It may taste good, but there's no nutritional value in it. When God put us in a place, you will be surprised what you learn from God. Those nights that you cry, those nights that you feel alone, those nights that you want to throw in the towel, as far as he may seem, that's when he is the closest to us. Weeping is going to happen. It may endure for a night. Sister Diane, I have been going through for so long. When, Sister Diane, when? And I heard people say, you're not supposed to ask God why. Or when? I'm like, why not? If he's my father, if he loves me, Lord, I need a word. Can you tell me what did I do to get me in this position? Can you let me know if it's something that you give? See, the thing is, sometimes we like to blame God because we don't want to take no responsibility for ourselves. And we just like to say, oh, God, just have me in a place. And we pretend like we don't know what that whooping is for. When God whooped your tail, I guarantee you, you know it. Because he will give you a warning here, there, and the other. And even in the warning, even when the nights are dark, he's still there. It's going to happen. Whatever you are going through, the tears that you're crying right now, don't think your tears are just falling on your pillows and your pillow is just absorbing it. Don't think as you wipe your face with your towel or it's just running down your cheeks. Don't think that that's what it is. Remember the woman who came and washed Jesus' feet with her tears? When I was a kid, sometimes children have such great imagination. When I was a kid, I literally thought when she came, she was just boo-hooing so badly. She was washing Jesus' feet with her tears. And then I came to learn in Israel, there is a custom where they have like a tear bottle where when they cry, they catch their tears. So can you imagine how many tears that woman had to cry to fill up a bottle to pour on Jesus' feet, to wash his feet? Have you ever been cinched so badly? Have you ever gone through something so badly that you cried so much where you had no more tears? You couldn't find the words to say as you cried? And then you feel like this is it. Nowhere to go. Nobody loved me. I guess I'll just take my life. And that's what the devil is looking for. That's what the devil is looking for. If we allow the enemy right now, to tell us anything about God, that he's not there, he's not real, he's not true, he doesn't love us, I want you to know right now that everything the devil has said to you, I can guarantee you it's a lie. Jesus said, he promised, I am with you always, even unto the end of the ages. I am with you. Amen. I am with you. It doesn't matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter what disappointments you may have. I am with you. I love you that much. It doesn't matter. When I tell you not to, you still do. When I tell you not to go, you still go. I'm still there. When I tell you not to say, you still say. I'm still there. When I told you to forgive and you have yet to forgive, I'm still there with you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. When the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee, the Bible tells us Jesus was on the boat with them, but he was asleep, and a storm arose. And what he told them, why are you frightful? And right now, so many people are frightful. So many people are wondering, when is it going to be over? When is life going to go back to normalcy? When? How? There are so many people who lost more than one family member. And we started off in March, and here we are in September, and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But he tells us joy is coming in the morning. It's coming in the morning. If we hold on, if we believe, as long as we continue to trust him, we have a blessed hope that joy is coming in the morning. It may not feel like it. It may not look like it. Again, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. You cannot see it. You are 35,000 feet up in the air at midnight. You can't see nothing. You can't see nothing above. You can't see nothing beneath. You look out your window, or you look out the other aisle window, you can see nothing. But are you scared? You on that plane. You have a destination. You know after a while that plane is going to land. And this is what I'm saying to you. After a while, joy is coming in the morning. It's not going to always be like this. Our God loves us too much where he's just going to turn his back on us and say, this is it. You fend for yourself, baby. I'm out of here. He's never going to do that. He loves us too much. Joy is coming in the morning. Look at yourself in the mirror. If you have to say it with tears in your eyes, joy is coming in the morning. I don't know, Sister Diane, I don't understand. The doctor gave me this report. Honey, joy is coming in the morning. It does not matter. There are days when I just knew me being dead would be the best thing. There was a time when suicide looked like that was the best thing that could happen to me. And the enemy started talking to me. I was working downtown Dallas. I started on the 17th floor and went up to the 20th floor. And he's telling me how I should jump because depression had got a hold of me. And I was depressed, and he was oppressing me, and I wasn't sleeping at night. Insomnia was keeping me up, and maybe throughout the night I'd get maybe an hour, hour and a half of sleep. I had no rest, no peace. And the only thing the enemy was telling me, the only way to get through this is through suicide. But the devil is a liar. I need you to memorize Psalms 118. Verse 17, I shall not die, but I will live, and I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. I will live and declare the works of the Lord. After this night is over, and when my morning comes, I will know beyond a shadow of a doubt, even before the morning comes. This is what I'm standing on. I will not die. I will live. And when the morning comes, I will say it on the rooftop. I went through it. I thought I wasn't going to make it. The disciples didn't. They wasn't sure if they were going to make it. Oh, God, don't you care, Jesus? I mean, come on, Lord. Don't you hear me crying? Don't you hear me calling? I mean, I done gave up food. I am on my face, Jesus. I've cried. I've fallen asleep crying, falling asleep praying. Don't you care, Lord? Don't you care that I perish? Don't you care that my job is there's no money coming in? Lord, don't you care? I've been abused for so long. Lord, don't you care? My marriage is a wreck. Lord, don't you care? I am so sick. And I am so tired of pretending like this marriage is anything good. I am so sick and tired of pretending like I have these good children, and behind closed doors, I just want to strangle them. God, don't you care that man, that woman? Don't you care, Lord, my boss? Don't you care? And we're looking, and the devil is saying, nope, you don't care, girl. Mm-mm. My brother, let me tell you, might as well hit that bottle because God ain't there. I think he went out. And that's what he will do. And you have to say, I don't believe it. There is no way he can bring me to this earth and he just leave me there to die. It's impossible. How can a father just drop his child somewhere and leave them there to die? See, our God loves us too much. I look at my kids. I've said it before. I say it again. I have no problem wearing either a black and white jumpsuit or an orange or all white jumpsuit that says county, prison, jail, whatever, whatever. I don't care. You mess with mine, and I can take you down, I'm taking you down. If I got to take you down in the courthouse, you will not hurt my child and get away with it. What do you think God is going to do to the people who hurt us? He said, touch not my anointing. I don't play. Touch not my anointing. Do my prophet no harm. He said, I'm not just God, baby. I am the lion of the tribe of Judah. Go mess with a cub and see what that lion will do to you. It will rip you from limb to limb. And the devil will make us feel and think everything we're going through. Oh, I thought your God loved you. Why you got cancer? I thought your God loved you. Didn't your car get repo? Didn't your house? Oh, I thought your God loved you. Man, didn't you get in that accident? I thought your car loved you. Didn't she walk? He will tell us everything, everything. And I believe, this is me, this is not Bible. I believe the more or the longer we keep our eye on the enemy, I believe that makes our nights even longer because God is light. And when we take our eyes off the tomfoolery that the devil is saying to us and we put it on the light, then we can start seeing light at the end of the tunnel because he is our light. He is the good shepherd. He promises, I will lead you in the valley. I'm not just going to leave you there. I'm not just going to see cancer come on you and just destroy you. I'm not that kind of father. I'm not going to see somebody coming in to break in your house. I'm not just going to let corona come in and destroy you. Then you might say, well, Sister Diane, well, a lot of people died from corona. Why did he let it happen? Can I give you that answer? He's God. He's God. Can the vessel say to the potter, make me like this or make me like that? No. See, how do I say that, Holy Ghost? See, God made us. We didn't make him. So he can do with us whatever he please. And for some people, they've been in so much pain for so long. And God was just much rather for some people to be with him. And not to mention, we all have a day and time coming. So whether it came from corona, whether it came from whatever it is, sickness, we die, we just go to sleep, we die, he's still God. One thing I do know, they've had several people, including myself, who death came knocking on their door, and death couldn't take. You know why? Because we have something to say. We have something to do. Paul let us know that we all have a race to run. And when you end your race, that's it. That's it. He said, I finished my course. The reason why some people leave, they finish their course. Me, I ain't going nowhere until my course is done. And you have got to say this. I am not going anywhere. I'm not going nowhere until everything God placed on the inside of me has come to a place of manifestation. Too many people have died. Fool. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe says, the richest place in the world is not the Middle East and their oil. It's not in Africa where they had all the diamonds and these, we're not going to talk about that, but all the diamonds and precious stones in the ground. The richest place on earth is in the cemetery. How many people die full, half full? How many people never did what God called them to do? They complained. They were mad. They saw other people doing what God called them to do. But they never found out what they were called to do. And they died full. Some never even got started. Some They don't even know. Don't even know. But we have got to realize God is a good God. Weeping may endure for a night. That means in the rainy season of your life, in the winter season of your life, in the spring where everything is coming up roses, in the summer where everything is still nice and flourishing and you eating of all your fruits and all of your labor. But guess what? Fall is going to come. And the leaves are going to fall off the tree. And then when winter gets here, the grass is going to get brown. It's going to look like it's dead. But it's not dead, because when spring come around, it pops back up. Joy is coming in the morning. In spite of what we may be going through right now, I don't want you to give up. In spite of how you may be feeling right now, I don't want you to give up. In spite of that kid that's like, Lord, are you sure this one mine? Did they give me the wrong one at the hospital? He said, yeah, he yours. She is yours. I gave you this one and I gave you that one. You know why? It keeps you in a place where you're in my face. The more we cry, the longer our nights, the more we stay in God's face, the more we cry out to him. And that's when you get to know God for yourself, not your grandmama's God, not pastor's God, not auntie's God, not your godmama's God. The more we have these nights, and I believe that's where you hear people say, man, I'm sold out. Because when you've been through it and you know nobody was there but God, like, man, forget this. I'm going to stick with God. I said it to the Lord. There's nothing in the world left for me. I am too scared, quite honestly, to go back in the world just to do something, get good, and I can't get back home. Yes, the Lord is merciful. Yes, he's loving. I repent. But I just don't want to take that chance. And when you've been through, when you've been in the nights, and again, we're going to go back to that airplane because that's what I keep saying. When you're up there and you don't see nothing, after a while, especially if you've traveled like a long, long distance, like you try, I travel from Dallas, Texas to the Middle East, to Dubai, 14 hours. I went through 3 different time zones. When I tell you, for a while, I couldn't even tell if I was in the plane. And sometimes that's how it feels. I don't even know if God is there. I've been going through this so long, I don't even know if God is there. I'm just going through the motion. But every now and then, you hear the pilot come on, and he'll say something. He doesn't have to. He'll say, look, if you look down, we're over Greenland. If you look down, you'll see this, that, and the other. But you up there, you can't see nothing. But he'll tell you if you look down. Sometimes God does that to us. You crying, but you get a word. Hold on, baby. Help is on the way. Don't give up. I'm working a work in your life. And when it's all said and done, you're going to look back and you're going to say, it was good that I was afflicted. It was good that God kept me away, because had he not, I would be just where my friends and maybe some of my family members are. Had God not jacked me up, I would have been on drugs like my friends. Let me tell you, had God not messed, because I was a single mom, trying to go to school, trying to raise 2 young babies, working minimum wage, not easy. Going to school, some of the girls that we were going to school with right across the street was a strip club. Guess who was thinking about stripping? Because they start talking how much money. I even went to visit some. Pretty girl. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what? I came to find out the life that some of these girls live.
things, because even when I went to visit the club to see what it looked like, to see how the girls are, I saw how these men, they had their hand on this one girl. And you can look at her. Her eyes were dead. But she had a smile on her face. Why? Because she had to do what she had to do to get what she needed to get. And had I stayed there, had God not allowed me to get sick, guess what would have happened to me? And that's why they tell you, a lot of them, they drink before they get out there. They smoke, they get high. They go from weed to a little something stronger. Why? Because you really have to be dead to see these men just gawking, touching you, because that's what you become. They give you a dollar and they think they own you. Only God knows where I would have ended up had I done that. Would I be here today? Probably not. I'd probably be dead, because being depressed and just not just going with the flow, and all these people are touching you and you feel dirty and filthy and nasty. When the devil says, you might as well kill yourself. Look at you, dirty, filthy, junkie, nasty. You ain't none but a stripper. And now look at you to make an extra dollar. You ain't none but a low-down, dirty whore. You know how good suicide would have been to me? You know how good suicide would have sounded to me? How good? I would be like, that's the way out. Because I'd be dead. Whoever say whatever, I couldn't hear, I couldn't feel. All the dirtiness, all the filthiness would be gone. But nobody ever say, when you kill yourself, you live somewhere. Where do you go after you leave this earth? Where do you go? Because remember, our spirit's going to live forever. You're going to go somewhere. You're going to go somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere. I kill myself, sooner or later, I would find myself somewhere. Would it be in heaven? Would it be in hell? Because it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. One day we're all going to stand before God. And we're all going to have to give an account for the things that we've done. Those who've never accepted him. Those who never believed. Those who never gave their lives to him. What are they going to say? And those of us who have and can't make up our mind whether we want to be in the world, whether we want to be here, those of us who say we are in the church, but then pastors are still sleeping with the young girls and still getting these young girls pregnant, what are we going to do when we stand before God? What? We're in a choir, but we're still lesbian. We're in a pulpit, we're in the minister's team, we're still homosexual. What are we going to do? We have got to stop being so punkish, because as you see, time is winding up. Jesus is soon to return, and the devil is wanting to take as many of us to hell with him. This is why the Lord is letting us know, you're going to cry, baby. You're going to have hard days, but if you hold on, the same shall be saved. All who endures to the end, we will be saved. We have got to stop telling people just, yes, God loves you. Yeah, God loves you, but what else you got to do? You cannot live any stinking life. You cannot have one foot in the church and you a witch. You cannot be talking about, I'm evangelist this and I'm prophetess this, and you Jezebel. We can't live like that. And sometimes we're wondering why? And that's it. Because we have not made a decision. Because there's something of the world that we want to hold on to. And then there's some things in the church that we want to hold on to. But he told us, I would much rather you be hot or cold. Or I'm just going to have to spit you out of my mouth. Yes, God loves us. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Yes, yes, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Yes, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the ages. Yes, I am with you. Yes, I love you. But at the same time, we have to let the people know that God is a God who says what he says, and he means what he says. And what he says is, and it cannot be changed, and what he does not say cannot be said or can be changed. I hear people who die and pastor up there trying to preach them into heaven. Not going to work. Not going to work. We got to get it together now. We have to get it together today. We have to say, Lord, this is it. I don't know where you're taking me. I don't know how long these nights are going to last. But I'd much rather be with you in this darkness than have a bottle of gin or a joint or blunt or whatever. I'd much rather have Jesus. I'd much rather be in the place, Lord. Because after all of this is said and done, then I can tell somebody, oh, honey, you ain't got to tell me about him. I know him for myself. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there is a God. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there is a devil. How? I've heard both of their voices. How was I able to tell the difference? Because the voice of the Lord is consistent. As the devil tried to tell me, jump, as I start to resist, you start to hear more and more anger in his voice. And some of you are hearing that voice. Don't listen. Don't kill yourself. Don't drink yourself to death. Don't take a handful of pills. Don't believe that God does not love you. He loves you, but he requires that we do the right thing. He requires that we obey. He requires that we are obedient. He requires that we do what he says to do, just like he said to. He said, don't add nothing and don't remove nothing. Some people don't like words like this because the church have gotten to a place where we just like fluff, you know, like that, like, what is it? Oh my God. What was that ghost movie with Dan Aykroyd and what's the name? I forgot the name, but one of the characters, there was just a big fluffy marshmallow. That's what some of the church is like now. We're just a bunch of fluff. A fluff, no substance. The minute we get shaken, we throw in the towel. Pastors can't preach because they're too scared. The money's going to go down. Pastor doesn't preach the word because they're too scared. People are going to leave my church. They're too scared. I want you to preach to me because I don't want to die and go to hell. And this is why I thank God for this radio station, because he allows us to tell the truth. You ain't got to like it. You ain't got to like it, but the truth is not going to change. We have got to tell you the truth. You know why? Because when we stand before God, we are looking to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. This radio station, myself, we are all about getting souls saved, because we know that the devil is out there, and we know that he's trying to take as many of us to hell with him. But we're gonna stand up. There are some of us who said we're going to stand up. If nobody else stand with us, we're going to stand up. If nobody else go with us, we're going to go. If nobody else speak what we speak, we're going to speak the truth. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And after we've wept here on earth, and after we've had our joy here on earth, don't forget, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. If you don't know Jesus, today is the best day for you to get to know him. If you've never given your life to Jesus, today is the best day that you do it. If you say, I've heard about him, I'm telling you, you can get to know him for yourself. As you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. As you feel that tug in your heart right now, Holy Spirit is saying to you, this word is for you. No more straddling the fence. You need to make a decision. Are you going to live for God or are you going to live for the devil? You have to make a decision. The choice is yours. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. But he's not going to keep up or take any of our shenanigans, just like we don't do with our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I ask that any and everybody who's listening now and the ones who are going to listen later, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that they hear that knocking in their heart. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you let them know that you love them and you want what's best for them. Father, drive them to their knees. Let them come, Father, and repent of their sins, accepting you as their Lord and Savior. Everyone listening, Father, I pray right now, the ones who have said we're going to go on, strengthen and encourage our hearts. And the ones, oh God, who think that you've forgotten about them, Lord, manifest your love to them right now in a way that they've never seen before. Prove yourself to them, Father. I ask this right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you don't know Jesus, all you have to say, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. Father, I repent. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I turn my back on the world. And Lord, I make you my Savior. I choose you. I choose this day you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Brother, sister, friend, you say this prayer. I want you to know, if you say it and you meant it, you've been saved. Find you a church that preaches the word of God. Find you a church that does not give you fluff, but give you the word, because you need the word to save your soul. Amen. I want to thank you for being with me tonight. I pray that this word have blessed you. I don't know why, but God knows why. I don't know where you are, but I want you to know God knows where you are, and he knows what you need, and what you need is him. I want to thank you so very much for being with me tonight. Please go to my Facebook page, Author Diane Lubrin. Follow me there. You can purchase my books, lubrinbooks.com. If you're looking for a dynamic speaker, you just heard one. Go to lubrinbooks.com. Send me an email. You guys stay strong. Hold your head up. Know that God loves you. So do I. Until we meet again next Tuesday, same time, same place. Walk with me, family. Let's go. I love you guys. Thank you. Victory over the waste of night. Good night, everybody.
Try and do the best you can. Hold on and let him hold your hand. Go on, fall into the arms of Jesus.
KPV Radio, Central Texas.